You good?
Do I sound okay?
You don't sound as clear as usual, but you sound okay. Clear enough.
No, I have two sets of headphones. Give me a sec.
Yeah, no issues.
You hear me?
Yep, I got you, man.
Hell yeah.
All right. Yeah, just Mark's headphones.
Okay.
So it'll be a bit.
I'm doing the same bullshit and car whatnot, so let me know if it gets fucked up. I'm trying to make sure I'm not connected to car or anything.
Yeah, I usually just turn off my Bluetooth. Oh, well, oh, you're using Bluetooth. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm using old school wired headphones like a cheapo. Because I'm fucking poor.
They work better than these fucking AirPods anyway. I feel like they do.
They have a purpose. They're not over there trying to do all kinds of shit. Probably what happened to Mark just now is if I switch my headphones, it doesn't work and I have to come back in. So, it won't let me talk. I assume Mark has been like, hey, can you guys hear me? He's probably going to come in and be like, hey, can you guys hear me now? But
can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. That was just making me so mad. Okay, what's up?
Just so you know, this happens to me all the time. If my headphone switches or the Bluetooth catches it, it won't let me talk anymore. So I knew exactly what had happened to you, and I was actually just explaining it to Danny. I was like, he's switching headphones. He probably switched it, and now he's trying to talk, and he can't hear, but he can hear us.
Yeah, it was like being blocked out of. It was like being a.
He even said you were gonna.
But seeing
come
everyone
in and scream. Hey, yeah. Mark.
Wait. Just so you guys know, it is a known thing amongst like podcasters that the wire headphones do better than Bluetooth. Like I heard somebody else talking about it.
so much better.
Yeah, so it's just like it's something about the Bluetooth technology that does not allow you to be picked up like properly audio wise in these. So it's like better for you to use the old school headphones. So
I'm actually a super deep baritone, but with the headphones make hilarious a lot higher.
Hilarious.
So, yeah, I agree. Yeah, when people talk to me in real life, they're like, holy shit, your voice is low.
Isaac Hayes, is that you?
Your cock is so big. Big dick, low voice motherfucker. I know. Fucking podcasts and technology. It's really fucking me.
Hilarious. But, Coolio.
You saw him again?
No. I was just saying it. That's hilarious. No, yeah, no, I didn't see him. Wow, son of a bitch.
You saw him, huh?
No, yeah, that's hilarious. I had a picture of that too. I just get an obligatory fucking celebrity pic every once in a while I look retarded. The next celebrity that I meet, I am not looking excited at all.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
right,
look like
bro.
they're gonna be that's happy natural. To be with me. Yeah.
They're gonna be the one smiling.
Yeah, fuck that, dude.
This is Sad Boy Marco.
Yeah.
One day, bro.
Hilarious. I might change that name, dude. I'm not loving that name. I'm not even sad, dude. I'm happy.
Where did Sad Boy Marco come from?
Someone said it in a studio one time, and then I was like, that's great. But I was like so thirsty looking for a name that I was like, I'll latch on to anything anybody calls me right now. Fuckface McGee. That's it.
I'm accepted. I'm one of them. Yes.
And then I'm looking in the mirror. Become Fuckface McGee. You know,
become
you
have to like, him.
Yeah, like it's so bullshit, man.
I mean, Mark Boyd is a cool fucking name. I mean, yeah. I'll just throw that out there.
You think so?
How many Mark Boyds are out there fucking rapping or doing anything?
Not that many. My dad's a lame. No, I'm just playing.
I mean,
no, he's not. He's cool.
He got no bars.
My dad can't rap for shit, man.
Yeah. I mean, like, if your name was like Will Smith, it's like, change your fucking name because no one's going to take you fucking serious.
Yeah.
Or like,
unless you're slapping people. No. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
You better slap me with your music.
I'm joining the slap-a-thon. Will Smith Jr.
I was even trying to be like that, like Michael Jackson. I've known two Michael Jacksons, not the main Michael Jackson. It's like if you were trying to go to music with that fucking name.
Now you're just assuming the main one, huh?
You thought that we thought that you met the real Michael Jackson? Is that what you thought? You had to clear that up?
Just to be clear,
I did not mean the number one pop star of all time.
I was a chubby kid, but in my younger years, I was a handsome son of a bitch. Michael Jackson would have loved to have me at the Neverland Ranch.
Oh, you would have tore your ass up?
First fucking time I've heard you refer to yourself as handsome. First fucking time ever.
As a kid, I was a cute kid.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I think we're onto something here.
And then yeah, puberty happened. And my puberty happened, and that confidence waned. Yeah. And puberty doesn't hit everybody nicely.
When's the last time you guys watched Shrek or Shrek 2?
Fairly recently.
Yeah, not too long.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you guys 2 weeks. Kids. That shit's great. Those are great movies. Yeah. I just wanted to point that out to everybody. They were fucking solid. That was really it. I'm trying to make my shit do not disturb because texts are coming in. All right, here we go.
Oh, what the hell is that?
What was that?
I just kicked a dog on the street. No, just shush.
Fuck that dog.
Hey, dog out. Sorry, it's my roommate's dog, and he just be leaving him, and he smells other dogs walking past sometimes. So that's what he wants to go hang out. That's all. But yeah, I don't have anything to bring up. What do you guys want to talk about? Thank you for telling me that, Danny.
We should probably do the Welcome to Redeeming Qualities, the podcast of not how men speak, but how friends speak. I'm joined today with Mark and Danny, and as always, I'm Fez. Go ahead and introduce Mark. Yourself out. There you go. Damn it. I fucked everything up. I fucked it all up.
No, you didn't. That was great.
Idiot. Yeah, until he fucked it up, it was.
Oh, I was just talking while you were talking.
It's cool. It's cool. Yeah, Mark.
And I'm Danny.
And I am Fez. Hey, so I wanted to talk about gas prices, but not specifically how high they are. Did we lose every other fucking, like, a penny or whatever? It's like gas doesn't move except in increments of 10 now. And that kind of bothers me a little bit. It's like you can't move it up a penny. Like, whatever you have to, like, recoup money, you can't recoup a penny in the hundreds of millions of gallons that we use. Like, you have to go up 10 cents every fucking time. It's weird to me.
The part that's the most weird to me is that, like, the barrel of oil prices have come down. Why are the gas prices still so inflated? Like, it's not a necessity thing. It's a greed thing. Like, blatant thing.
Yeah, it's came
kind
down.
Of fucking nuts.
Yeah, it's come down a lot. And, you know, they open up the barrel reserves. And the prices haven't fucking changed. Like, I feel like, yeah, I agree with you. Like, these gas stations are just like, they've been used to paying this. Fuck them.
Yeah. 100%. It never makes sense. None of the stuff, like, nothing makes sense. It seems like it's not connected to the thing you think it's connected to. You know, like, do you guys have to buy bags where you're at?
Yeah.
Buy plastic bags?
Yeah.
At the grocery store? Okay. Well, they did it and they made it seem like it was going to be a tax that's going to go to something, like towards the environment. And then that part of the law didn't pass. So then they just kept the 10-cent bag fee. So there's...
Oh, yours not going 10 anywhere. Cents.
Yes. 10 to 15.
Ooh, ours is 5, bro. So,
yeah, it's 10 to 15 cents some places, bro.
So some places do that, but like I'll just like buy stuff, but I'll grab the free... Oh...
God damn it, Mark, get out of the road.
All right, I'm inside, but I'm on the balcony. Sorry, guys.
No, I was just playing.
It feels like I'm fucking up the venue all the time. I'm fucking up the podcast. Go ahead, sorry.
The ambiance. Well, I don't even want to talk after that horn.
Oh, okay. First of all, it was on point. We were talking about gas, and then something honked. Speaking of traffic.
Speaking of. No. So, just to mess with you, I fucking lost what I was gonna say. Oh shoot! I don't fucking know.
Oh shucks.
You grab the free bags.
Oh yeah, I grab the when a place does that, I grab the fruit bags. I just grab a bunch of those and like, oh, your bags cost money. I'm good, and I'll throw some stuff in those in front of them just to be like, because you know they're not like those ones cost money.
God,
just these ones.
What I love about you. You're that type of person you don't want as a father because you'd be so fucking embarrassed, but as a buddy, you're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. I know your kids are just like, I can't even go anywhere with dad. I can't even go.
Sense, Dad. We found it on the way in.
You get to the end of the grocery line. Does anyone have a burlap sack?
Can I borrow a dime, please? Somebody, I need a dime. They charge for bags here, you fucks.
Give me your shirt, son. That could be a bag now.
No, thank you. No, thank you. My 90s cargo pockets will do.
Exactly. Exactly.
I got the jorts.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I am petty. As I grew up, I just like, yeah, there's so many petty things I do, but yeah, I'm just
and that's looked at as petty when really it's like, no, I'm dodging a fee. When I do some really cheap shit to dodge paying for parking or something, and I'm with somebody and they're like, dude, why don't you just stop right there? And I'd be like, oh, you got $10-$15 right now in cash? If you're willing to pay, that's cool. And then they shut the fuck up. And it's like, all right, then we go and maybe we go down some weird ass corner that I know or something right. Like that. But it's like, yeah, no, that looks like you're circumventing and doing a lot of extra stuff. But it's like, no, you're really just like dodging spending money, like one of these capitalistic pitfalls that they just, oh, spend money here and then stop here and then spend another dollar. And then spend, you know, before you even get to the shit you want to do.
Right. Yeah. You're $20 in and you haven't even got in the store.
God damn.
Yeah, I agree.
Can we suck on Elon's dick a little bit?
For what, Twitter?
Dude, yes.
I'm happy about it. I like it.
I'm sorry. Like, I know everybody's like, ugh, fucking Elon fanboys. But I'm like, one, the dude's smart as shit. And like, who I don't really care about. I mean, we had a whole president that all he did was say dumb shit on Twitter nonstop. And it's like, Elon, everybody's like, well, he just wants it because he can yell on Twitter and be upset about things. And I'm like, well, if he's going to double down and buy it, like, he offered cash. So here's the part that I'm curious.
Okay,
to see.
Okay.
It's like,
just, I have zero idea. I know something's going on with Elon Twitter. What's the actual, like, status right now? What's happening?
Okay. Well, yeah, so here's what's going on with Elon. Elon decided he was going to buy, I think it was like a 9.8% stake in Twitter, right?
Am I the only one that lost him?
Hello. This sounds like you're in a fight with the internet.
All I heard
oh,
was
yeah,
mother.
I
bitch.
Am.
What happened? You good?
Can you hear me now? I don't know. My fucking car is always turning on and off randomly.
Saving energy.
Why don't you just forget the device on your phone and then it can't connect to you?
Because last time it took me forever.
It's literally okay. Hold on, Danny. Please give me the opportunity.
That was the funniest tone and response.
Just 10 seconds with me. Watch. Click on settings. Have you done that?
No, I'm not doing that. That's not actually happening.
Pause with me here. Please, trust me as a friend. Please.
It was all so fucked, okay?
Trust me, please. Turn off the Bluetooth. Have you done that? No, I'm not doing that. That was great, man. Yeah, man. Shit, I know what it's like. Fucking... My shit just my phone snatches my Bluetooth from my damn Bluetooth like headphones so fast and viciously.
Yeah,
like,
just nabbed it. Okay, I figured out how to turn my fucking car off. You got to press a bunch of buttons to find something with computers.
So as we're talking about Elon,
I mean
Musk,
that
Tesla's whooping your ass right now.
It really is. I haven't gone to space once, bro. I don't know what I'm doing. What
other great things you have to say about Elon?
All right, so besides the fact that the guy makes cars that are too hard to understand, mm-hmm. So what Elon did was he bought, I don't know the exact figure, but he bought the majority stakeholder shares of Twitter, right? Mm-hmm. So essentially, when you're the majority shareholder, you'd be on a board or something like that, right? Because you have control of the company because you own majority of the company compared to everybody else, even at 9%, right? So then he came out and he was like, well, I don't want to be on the board and everything. And he's like, Twitter, he had a poll that was done that he posted up on Twitter. And he was like, how many of you feel like Twitter suppresses your First Amendment right to free speech? And then the results came in and it was like 72% to 28% felt like Twitter was oppressing free speech.
22% of Elon's following is what we have to be clear about, right?
72% of Elon's following.
Yes. Yeah.
So they can, and he was like, he said on there, he's like, please answer carefully because your answers will have an impact. So when the poll came back and it showed that everybody felt like Twitter, which you can't say Twitter's not, right? Like, you absolutely cannot say that it's not impeding First Amendment. Like, it's literally written into their policies. Like, regardless of how dumb we think Trumpy Bear is or anybody else, that they can't, like, you're still telling them they can't say what they want to say, right? Which is an, like, that's impeding the First Amendment rights, regardless of how you look at it. Whether it's like this should or shouldn't be allowed to be said is like up for debate.
Well, but no, whether or not they're a private company and they should be impeding on it is what it is, because they are a private company. So
that's true.
Yeah, you are using their resource. So should they be allowing
but
people
then just
to say
come
anything?
Out and be transparent about it, right? So anyway, then it rolled into Elon Musk came and he made a cash offer to buy out Twitter. Now, of course, Twitter doesn't want Elon Musk to
owning
be the
their
sole
shit. No,
owner
no.
of Twitter.
Right.
But they have, as a board and shareholder committee, like, they have a fiduciary responsibility to do what's in the best interest of these shareholders. Uh-huh. Elon Musk has offered to buy the shares at an increased price of $54 per share. So all of the shareholders are like, well, that increases my value. So legitimately, legally, they have a responsibility to accept something that benefits the shareholders. So for me, I'm curious to find out how they go around not selling it to them, because this just proves, like, we've already had Congress people that can do insider trading and then it was allowed, right? They came out, they invested in all these medical companies 2 weeks before they released information about Corona. They all increased their net worth exponentially. Nancy Pelosi, anytime anything is released, she makes millions upon millions of dollars. Microsoft came out with new information. Her husband happened to know the new information. They take out randomly $6 million. They throw it into an account and they make $60 million off Microsoft. Like, no trader in the history of, like, anything has been as successful as half of the politicians. So to me, I just want to see, like,
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing about how quiet Mark thinks his chips are.
Aren't loud?
How quiet he thinks he
is. It was male, actually. It wasn't
chips.
Oh, it's
male. Oh, God. That's just like, crick, crick, crick.
Sorry.
It was just, Danny kept talking and it was just.
I was trying
funnier.
To ignore it.
It was getting funnier and funnier to me the longer it went on until I laughed. I'm sorry. Go ahead and continue. Nothing to do with what you're saying. It was just.
No, so that's basically my thing. Do you think that. So now there's this conundrum, right? Just like any investment person has a, well, not all of them, but one that has a fiduciary responsibility in order to keep your best interest in mind. Do you think that Twitter will sell, or do you think they're going to do something to keep
it? I think
it?
They already rebuffed it. I think they already turned it down. That's the last news I got, that they turned it down.
Really?
For it. Yeah.
How could they?
I mean, they have. That's he's not on the board, so the board was probably like, "Yeah, does this go with our? Does this go with what we want to do here? You know, does this take, like, they have to have a conversation, like, yo, does this take us into the right position? Like, you
yeah,
know,
the
as
the shareholders do.
No, the board members are over the shareholders, though, are they not? I mean, like...
Yes, because the shareholders...
They're over the shareholders, but that's what I'm saying. Just like...
I mean...
They have a responsibility to make their
I'll just say this,
investors money.
They have that responsibility. They also have the responsibility to...
move in the company.
Yeah,
move in the direction
of
the vision. Right,
exactly.
Yeah. They can't just go off... Because if they lose everything and Twitter becomes Elon world... Then it's like, yeah, you guys fucking didn't. You guys didn't move. They have
then,
that. That's the stance.
But then, how
that
do you
on.
Prove that? Then how do you prove any? Like, it's not like Elon Musk is a very successful business person.
It's not like everything he does flops. So how are they going to be like, this guy?
Because
it's legitimately a political thing.
Well, yeah, but they turned down he turned down the board membership. So if he decided to come, it was tippy-toed.
But he turned down the board membership because then he couldn't do all the things that he wants to do.
Exactly. And that's why they're like, yeah, you could have worked with us on this board or no. So you want to just have ownership and you're just deciding not to work with us. So as the board, we decide to chop down your thing. I mean, do I think that it's making their shareholders money? No, but do I think as a Twitter company, what direction they're going in for them, not
values that they want to keep. They want to keep the ability to control what's being said on their
platform. I mean, they're kind of in. They have connections with media strongly. You know what I'm saying? They have connections with liberal media, to be exact. They have connections with a lot of power people who stream their shit live right on there. So Vanity Fair, all of those like big ass people that probably they're in the back pocket of that know that they are probably like, yeah, you cannot allow for this dude that is right leaning to own everything.
But the thing is, he already does.
He owns a whole bunch of shit, but Twitter is a bastion of free speech, you know, in a way, but not even really. It just looks that way. You know, it's such a powerhouse. It's better than Instagram. It's better than Reddit. It's better than all those things because people just get on there and talk and then you narratives just roll and roll and roll, you know? So I think that it's just
only the narratives they're choosing. That's only the thing.
I agree. You know what I mean? That's true. They kicked off Trump. That's already enough. And they kicked off so many other people that didn't agree with shit. So, I mean, I do agree with that.
It's just, for me, I wonder, because if Elon Musk already owns it, like, when you are the majority shareholder, like you're the owner. You own majority of the company. Like it doesn't matter.
There's a certain percentage. So he doesn't own 51% to basically be able to make executive decisions.
But he is the largest shareholder.
He is the largest shareholder.
Yeah. I know he can't make the executive decision. That's why he wants to buy the whole thing outright.
Yes. That is what.
And he's offering more than the company's worth.
Correct. So he's doing that, and you know they have the option to be like yes or no. And
don't. That's what I'm trying to say.
They legally do. Like if someone else wanted to buy your car, and you said no because I'm going to do it this way, you have the authority to do that. Companies and corporations have the same right.
But my car's only owned by me.
Yeah, that is a good point. You're talking about like with the shareholders. Yeah, yes. But I don't know if isn't it with the discretion of the board members.
I'm trying to say is that exactly what you said. Discretion. They still have discretion on purchases. Like if someone's trying to purchase them, they can refuse a buyer. They can legally refuse
if they prove that it is not in the shareholder's best interest.
And that's probably
have a fiduciary responsibility to prove.
So, Danny, this is the point where this argument won't go further. Is you don't think that they have the proof, and you think that it's wrong that they don't have the proof. What we're saying is
well, I don't think it's wrong. I'm just saying, do you think it goes to court?
I know, but you gotta let us answer it real quick. The thing is, if Elon is planning to change certain aspects, that is proof enough. That's it. That's all I wanted to say. If he's going to change it at all, that can be proof enough that it's going to change from what it is to something else.
All I know is Elon and Kanye are friends, and they kicked Kanye off of Instagram. You know, I already don't like that. So Kanye and Elon probably talking like, hey, man, you should totally buy Twitter, and then I can say all the shit I want to say. I think that there's like a boys club. There's like a billionaire boys club that has a lot of too much power. And it's crazy because when you get that rich, you kind of can do whatever the fuck you want, you know, too much. And you see their true personalities and the choices that they make. And, you know, like, and it's like he had to sit in a room by himself because there was nobody that could ask this god, you know, this god right now with the resources that he has, what he should do with this planet, you know, with, you know, so they have to come to him and be like, hey, man, you know, could you choose to vote on this or could you choose this? And that dude has to go sit in a room for his second and choose. There's nobody else that really has him by the balls, you know, and I don't know, like, I don't know if the world is how bad the world is becoming because these people had as much power, but it's more like, we don't like, there's a beef with these guys right now, you know? So any news that we hear about them is, like, I hear it from my Twitter and my world, they kind of are saying, you hear about Elon? Fuck! You know, there's kind of a negative tinge to it.
There's always the thought of once you become... So there's a lot of misunderstanding about how our economy works. So people have this belief that if someone's getting money, it's taking from somebody else. But that they don't understand is that we live off fractional lending, which basically means if the bank has 10, if you give the bank $1 for your savings, they're capable of lending out $10. So it's an ever inflating pie. So there's not a single size pie. It's always growing. Now that is good and that's bad because if, you know, it's astronomically growing and on the bottom end, we are still at the same area where our parents were, you know, where people like $40,000 a year really hasn't changed a lot for a lot of people and how much money they're making. And the other side is just growing astronomically. Then it does make it seem like there's just no way to catch up.
Well, yeah. Well, what we're saying is getting worse and worse.
I think that's when they're referring to investments in an open stock market, like a free trade stock market, because then you literally are taking money from people.
Yeah.
Like the only way to make money off the stock market is to buy other people's shares.
Yeah, but he didn't make money off the stock market, and that's what
people... No, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and that's absolutely
when it comes
true.
To an economy the, thing. The, like, stock that's market, why...
the stock market is a gain-loss value. Like, you buy, and the first one out of that gets all the money, and everybody else is left with losses. Yeah. I agree with you. The stock market is still that way because there's
for stocks.
There's a certain amount of shares and all that different stuff. Yeah, stock is like that. So when somebody gains, somebody else loses. I completely agree with that. But the rate, like, that's only one portion of our economy. Like, banks
true,
keep
but what
growing.
We don't realize is most of our investments that are done through companies, 401ks and stuff like this, those are in stock markets. You know what I mean? So, like, the larger the company, the more money that company has, the people that have those stock market plans and options, 401ks and stuff.
But hold on. The whole stock market continues to grow. It's not like the stock market is worth a thousand.
It shouldn't continue to grow. Like,
well, it
so
has to
this...
due to fractional lending. A company's value keeps increasing. So, for example, a bank, if I give it a dollar and it pays off 10 people and then each of those 10 people make, hey, off of that $1, you know, that you let me, I made five and they put it in the bank. Now that bank now has the authority to put out $60. Five times 10.
I understand that. I understand banks are investing money that they don't even have. Like, I get all of that.
The value, the idea of the money is what you're saying. Before it even gets actually made or created or is even there. Is that kind of more what you're talking about as well?
Well, and that's what I'm saying is, like, so we just signed however many trillion dollars to avoid a stock market collapse because of Corona, right? That is not a healthy practice. A healthy practice, much like wildfires, is to let wildfires happen naturally. You don't prolong them. You don't delay it. You don't let it get really bad to where it burns up half of California. You let little patches burn naturally because that's what's supposed to happen. And that naturally clears things out. It brings new growth, new things, new animals are able to thrive because now you have all these low fruits where the big tall trees can't block the light anymore and new growth's budding and the environment gets better again, right? Like, wildfire's bad. 2-3 years later, things are growing up, wildfire's good. We delayed the fall of the stock market. Who owns majority of the stock market? All of the rich people. If you do not let a stock market collapse, all of the rich people continue to compound interest off of everybody else's investments. So a stock market has to fail. We're going to have a really big recession soon. Like, I don't know what soon is, but to me, like, before I die, there's going to be a really big recession, because if you remember like the dot-com era, the entire stock market lost 80% of its value in like a ridiculously short period of time, to the point where all of these traders and investment people in New York were literally jumping out of buildings, ending their lives. In order to bring that money back, the stock market has to fail. So us prolonging is literally just the government keeping money with rich people. Now, I'm not opposed to it because I find it fairly easy to sit, take my money, invest it, and watch things grow. I find it pretty easy. So I'm already contributing to that. It doesn't make me feel like a good person, though. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think the foundation of that's correct. I don't think the stock market has to fail. I think that there's issues with the way certain things are done within the stock market. For example, a company that makes $1 million every quarter is considered a failure, and it starts to lose value, even though it's not losing money. The way we say a business has to, you know, continue to grow its quarterlies to continue to grow in the stock market, that's a problem. I think there's certain things that happen because of this ever need to grow your profits, grow your success, and all this at the cost of whatever it is, shortcuts, corners, that hurts. But I don't think that the stock market has to fail.
I'm not saying it has to.
I think you're just saying at the rate that it's going.
It needs to when the time is appropriate. You cannot just be like, well, fuck, we need to keep this thing floating. So put in a bunch of fucking fake money. Like, I realize the money's real, but...
I can agree with that point. I can agree with it when it does... Like for,
yeah, it doesn't have to by any means. Like, if there's enough money coming in and things grow at a regular rate, but if you look over the last 10, this is the longest bull market we've ever had. And it's like, why? Why are all these companies? And then on top of it, like you said, with the companies having that responsibility, you have companies that just like made better earnings reports. And now, like, Etsy is actually one of them. Etsy came out, it charges all of its, all the people that sell stuff on Etsy, you know, it's like crafts and stuff like that or something. They take 5% of everybody's sales. Etsy came out and they beat all their quarterly earnings expectations and all of this stuff. And they came out after proving that they made more money than was expected. They increased their rate again. And so people are having like this strike. They're like, hey, you just like outperformed everything.
Because of us.
Your market. Yeah, because of us. And now you're increasing the amount of tax from like,
you're taking 5% from us.
Yeah, to 6.5%. And they're like, why are you doing that if you had something? And that, like you're saying, Fez, is because they're like, well, we need to bring the shareholders more money. But they're fucking the people that are on the platform.
Absolutely agree with that. That mindset of the shareholders. And just like you were talking about earlier, like what they legally owe the shareholders. If we put the companies at the fucking the whim of the shareholders, we're failing every person in society.
Absolutely. So 100% agree.
That's why, like, you know, they're like, well, should Twitter be able to say no? Absolutely. They should be able to say no to Elon Musk. Regardless of what, I'm never going to use fucking Twitter, so I don't give a fuck what he does with it or what Twitter does with it. So.
You know. Twitter is, first off, okay, so I also want to say they probably gave those people money, the big-ass rich people, Amazon, Apple, you know, Google, because these people have insane network resources that all these companies and big-ass businesses use around them. So if they were to, like, those would survive, but also if they did something and didn't bail those people out when something really big was about to happen, I feel like everything's so connected now that they would, that's why those people weren't paying taxes. So if you like, you know, make it so that those people eventually, there's like a switch where like either those businesses fail, the small ones, so that there's nobody using those networks. So then now those people have to pay taxes. Now all those lobbyists, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like everything's so connected and everybody's hands are dependent on these corporations now. That it's almost like if we don't bail them out, we're gonna see the fall of what we think is this first world, you know.
Like a company, like I agree with what you're saying. You feel bad for all the bottom end people who are gonna suffer when a company fails. But when one company, and I feel you saying like, oh, there's gonna be a domino effect. That is the fear. That's the whole like, hey, if you don't get this shot, everybody around to fucking die. They mm-hmm. have been very successful in implanting fear in, oh, we got to make sure these companies survive or else all this bad happens. We have this fear for everybody about the bad that's going to happen, and we continue to let bad happen because of
the fear of something bad happening.
I agree. I'm happy I let you say that because I was about to be like, oh, no, 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 that's not what I'm saying. But yeah, it was.
No, I 100% like Fez nailed it. Like, I believe the same thing because, like, don't get me wrong, I'm lazy. I'm not going to start my own business. But if you let these things happen, then there's more opportunity for everybody. And who's to say somebody doesn't come up with something better? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When you can't just be. In fact, I think Facebook actually recently got hit with, I think in the last couple of years or something, they went to court because Facebook had bought Instagram and like they owned all this other stuff, and they were using basically funds from like Facebook or Instagram to help a failing Facebook. And then when they needed something to be like, hey, this company was kind of failing, they could take money from a different company and
WhatsApp.
Put it into this.
They were just double dipping WhatsApp. All over the place.
So they were just taking money out of the successful ones and they were pumping it into the ones that are failing. And then the government came and they're like, hey, like you can't do that because that is not a free that is not a fair marketplace for other people. So they were trying to go after them to make them different.
A monopoly. They were like,
because eventually that stock will fail and you're not being truthful to the consumer of your actual value of the company. And I agree with that.
Yeah, because it's spread over others.
And the government should do that.
Should.
Absolutely. Correct. I think I'll retract it. I don't know if they should, but there has to be a limitation on certain people's bad behavior. Certain people will take it too far.
Absolutely.
Zuckerberg is not a human. So, you know, especially people who aren't people, they'll definitely take it too far.
Those reptilian shapeshifters, you know.
Oh, my God. He's so fucking weird looking.
He is. Honestly, if we're talking reptilian shapeshifters, that's
like that's back like, back in the day, back in the day, he didn't look as weird as he fucking does now. I don't know what his new regimen is, but it's fucking weird.
Power. Power is shifting.
I mean, he most likely can definitely go get like a blood transfusion from like a fucking super healthy Cuban boy or some shit, you know, to make him feel fucking oxygenated and wonderful, you know. he can just go do blood transfusions with Usain Bolt whenever he wants or some shit. And then Olympic runner, they just take you into a special room and just like, hey, we have a super special thing. Have you heard of Facebook? And then fucking he's in there knocked out with fucking wires, all these blood things. And then they lay him down. I can totally easily see that.
He's taking a bath in like fucking third world titty milk.
Yeah.
Awful.
I've like, you ever just been super selfish and just taking care of yourself and just like went and got like a haircut, a massage, motherfucking, you know, like just new shoes, just totally lush yourself in a whole bunch of shit and made yourself feel super good. Okay. That's only spending $400. Maybe you can do that with $500.
$12. Best time of my life.
You can do you were in the Philippines though. Manicure,
pedicure, massage, all of it, $12.
That's insane. And like that already, but you know, you ever be like, Jesus, that's with that amount of money. Imagine what they can do that with American hands.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
they can do that in New York.
I went to another country and spent basically all of my money. And then once you're there, it's cheap.
Right. Man, they're doing that here with people that, you know, I was going to say something evil, but I decided to pull back. Because I like fucking the way that the world is and fucking, you know, you taking a powerful ass dollar over somewhere else is fucking, there's a little bit of fucked upness to that. Like going to Hawaii and enjoying yourself, you know, you should feel a little shitty, you know, or going to.
I mean, you probably do because it's expensive.
Or okay, yeah, that's true. It's a bad example. But like Indonesia or some shit, you should be
that's
like.
The thing. You're like, fuck, I feel bad but honestly, like, I felt rich. I was a Lance Corporal, and I'm like, holy shit, I can do whatever I want. I remember one time, did I ever tell you about going out drinking for a night, and there was all the lady boys around?
didn't I miss this story? No, what happened?
Fez, I ever tell you this one? Fez, I ever tell you about the lady?
No, boys? You didn't. But I like the amount of excitement Mark had. Is like, please continue.
What you doing with them?
Hey, okay. Daddy, I will say this. You might have your volume and your earphones up too loud. You do keep like yelling.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Let me turn it down.
Yeah. Anyways, go ahead. I would like to hear whatever you got to say.
So this is actually one of the best pranks that was pulled on me by a partner of mine. So Maria and I went to Boracay, which is a little island. I mean, obviously there's a shit ton of islands in the Philippines, but it's a little like white sand beach island just outside of Manila. You take this little tiny airplane, fly, you land on this airfield that's got like cows and shit on it. It's like not really maintained. So I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool. It's like the tiniest plane I've ever been in. Never landed in like a cow pasture and all this stuff. And then you jump on like these little trikes and you have to hop on like these boats that take you across this area, and you jump on another little motorcycle. It's like this whole endeavor to get out to this little beach. And then when you're there, it's like kind of touristy, right? So it's obviously a bunch of Filipinos working there, but then like the people that are there are from all over the place, right? Lots of Filipinos, but a bunch of expats and stuff like that. So we go and we check into our hotel, and I'm like, I'm pretty stoked. It's my first time on like a real nice white sand beach, with like all this tropical weather around, and everything's cheap, right? So you walk around, if you want a drink, you buy a drink. If you want that food, you're going to buy that food. It doesn't matter. You feel like you just can't run out of money. I go up to the hotel, get all checked in, and then I come walking down, like you open the door and you're like walking out to White Sand Beach, right? So I'm like, this is fucking sweet. And you open it up, walk out, and I go to the little cabana area, and they're like, oh, good morning, sir. You know, and I'm like, oh, grab a drink. So I grab some floofy, like tropical drink, and it's probably like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning. And then so I'm just walking around the beach for the day, hanging out. And then I come back to the hotel to do something, and there's a bunch of expats kind of sitting at the bar. There's like three dudes there, one American, one British guy, and then I don't remember where the other guy, he was like Australian or something. And I'm sitting there just kind of chatting with them. And the dude, the American dude, the ignorant, loud one, is sitting there and he's like, hey, show us your pussy. And I'm just like, what? And I like look over and there's a lady boy there. And he's basically asking to see her like chopped after procedure penis, right? And I'm like, well, fuck, he's got like, that's kind of forward, you know? And she pulls her pants down to show the guy. And I'm like, oh shit. And he's like, whoa, can I touch it? And I'm like, whoa. I'm like looking at it and it looks like if you took your arm and put it up against the side of your rib and like tried to finger your armpit between like your pec and your
What the fuck is happening? Hold on. Hold on. Go back.
I didn't know we were going to get a description like that.
Oh, jeez. Well, it was like...
Have you ever seen one?
Or well, Danny, your story was going on and on and on. And it's like, I kind of like laid back and toned out for a second. And all of a sudden, I don't know, we skipped a couple
To everything. I listened to everything you said.
You're poking at...
Okay, anyway. Okay.
Oh, so wait, it was tucked? He was tucking, or it was
the
surgery?
Like, he was chopped. Like, that shit was turned out. But what I'm trying to say is it looks
it
like the pit
the
of your
ribs
armpit,
and the armpit.
Like, yeah, if you were like to put your stand at attention and then like put your finger in your armpit between your pec and your armpit, like that's kind of what it looked like. It was just like this poofy pit. There's
one
no,
line.
Like, clit or anything. Like, you know, you don't got any lips or not, it just looks like a
line,
you know,
it's just a line, yeah.
It's all puffy and stuff. So I'm like, of course, I'm like, well, can I touch it? You know, and she's like, yeah, and I'm I'll poke it, and I'm like, dude, it literally feels like an armpit, you know. So that,
so you
was
and a bunch of
like,
expats were sitting around drinking
only,
and
yeah,
fondling
assaulting trans people. so we're sitting
fingering
there
turned
like,
in penis.
It was you had there was consent apparently.
In fairness, I only touched the outside. I didn't like jam it in there to get a good feel, you know.
know. They just tuck their dicks like fucking we learned how to make beds in fucking boot camp. So,
oh, Jesus.
That's a good fold there, boy. That's a good fold.
I'm sitting there and...
Look at this sloppy-ass fold. That's clearly a testicle.
Shit bag. This fucking booger.
Welcome to Tag Tranny Boot Camp.
That's hilarious. Right. I want all the racks there. Tight. Okay, go ahead. I'm done. You've been trying to tell the story, damn.
Oh, sorry, my bad. No, you're good. I mean, I don't need to tell a story.
I want
to
hear it.
No, continue. I want to hear it. It just
long story short, there ends up being like another one that's hanging out, you know, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then it's like three of them are there, and then eventually there's like seven lady boys, and me and the only one of the other expats, the American dude had left at this point, and it's like the Brit guy who was actually pretty cool. And we're all sitting around, and I'm just sitting there like, the bar has turned up the music, everything's cranking, and all these ladyboys show, they're all fucking hammered, and they're all dancing around, and they won't leave me alone. And I'm like starting to get irritated. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, quit touching me. You know, like, I don't care that everybody's here having a good, but like, quit touching me and talking to me. And then I end up in the Philippines, like, you walk up anywhere and you're like, hey, is it happy hour? And they're like, no, not till 5, you know? And you're like, all right, see you later. And they're like, no, it's happy hour.
So right, you're buying, okay. Like, cheap.
Yeah, $1 Long Island iced tea, but it's buy one, get one. So like literally it's 50 cents for a Long Island iced tea on this island. And I'm wondering why all of these ladyboys will not fucking leave me alone. So then we start walking back to the hotel for the end of the night, you know, like I'm tapped out, too drunk. I got no shoes on, and Maria's like walking me back to the hotel. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck was up with all of the toys? You know, like what's the deal? And she starts laughing, and I'm like, what? And she's like, oh, I opened a tab in your name and they were all drinking on it. And I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? And she's like, yeah. So I was like, I literally paid for like 8 tranny to like drink on my tab for the whole night. And I'm just like, you got to be kidding. Next day it was like $22.
Hilarious.
For an entire night of like
debauchery
drinking. Oh yeah. And but I'm also like, not I had doing no idea they were all just hanging out there because she opened a tab and put everybody's shit on my name.
That's a little bit that is funny,
of an innocent prank.
Yes.
That I assumed, judging by the midway of your story, where you're over here fucking
fingering them.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah,
that's for science.
I mean,
that could have went way worse, and also that could have went way like, not the touching of the newfound pussy, but the
newfound pussy. I was walking down the road,
The conversion rate is really the thing that makes it interesting, because what if they were not? Like, they were American price and everyone was drinking, you know? That's not cute, but she knew the price was there, so it's like not that bad. But yeah. I'm like,
well, because that's why I was freaking out, you know? I'm like, yeah. I didn't realize this shit would be $20.
I do like that you at one point you're like, oh yeah, I had to touch it, but when they touched me, that was where I draw the line.
Yeah, hilarious. Me, you.
Hilarious.
No, there's a lot of rat. And then I went to the Hobbit house. I puked on a midget or little person.
Oh Jesus.
The Hobbit house.
Oh dude, they got this place out there. It's like the Hobbit. You have to be a midget to work there. And like,
oh, is it a whole is it a amusement park?
No, it's not an amusement. It's like a restaurant bar thing. Okay, so it's like set up in the sand beach, right? Like the chairs and the tables are all set up in the sand. And it's like this hut that looks like, you know, something you would see in like a fantasy novel, like picture book or something, like a gnome land or something. It's like this cool looking little hut thing. But all the people that work there are like midgets that are dressed up kind of like little gnomes. And yeah, that's basically their whole shtick. It's like,
we're all
you
small.
Come to the Hobbit house, and it's like all these little tiny people, and they're like giving you drinks and stuff. And they're of course stoked when they see the American guy, you know, they just assume money. So they're just bringing you all this shit. And I remember just getting way too drunk, way too fast. And literally turning to puke at the moment somebody was walking up to serve us. And I puked all over this little chick. And I was like, oh my God, I am so sorry. And she was all like smiley and happy and stuff. I remember I gave her like 1,000 pesos, which is like, I don't know, 10 bucks or something, because I puked. I was like, I feel so fucking bad. And for them, that's like a big deal, you know? It's weird because you're over there and you're like, you want to have a good time, but you also feel bad because you feel like you're exploiting people. But that's also their life and how they make their money, you know? So I'm like, I used to just give everybody a little bit extra because it wasn't much for me and it always made their day. But
well, what's funny is you feel like
exploiting midgets.
You feel like you're exploiting them, but then they go to another side of the island where everything that, like, what you thought was like giving them so little money
is even cheaper.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, totally.
There's an entire side of the island where it's like, I can't.
That's the tourist shit. Yeah.
And they feel
like
they're
going to like San Francisco and then going out to San Bernardino. You know, it's
man,
like, it's the same
different
shit,
planet.
I can afford this. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They feel like they're exploiting you. Like, ha-ha, this guy, he puked on me.
I don't know,
me,
dude.
You know, 10, you know, 1,000 pesos. I would have let him do it for 100.
Right. I'd have done it for free. No, that's the thing, though. It's like, over there, it's, you're like, fuck, I can do all this. And then it took me a while to adjust to that, you know, like you're saying, because it's exactly like that. You know, they can afford to go do something somewhere else. And then half the time, like coming back from a strip club, when I was on embassy duty, if you were not back by end of curfew, which is 2 a.m., you get kicked off the program immediately, right? So I remember I go to a strip club with this guy. He's like, hey, you want to go to the titty bar? And I'm like, I don't really want to spend money. He's like, I'll pay. And I'm like, okay, I'll go. So I go out there and we like are partying, hanging out, doing this stuff. And we look at the clock and we're like, oh, fuck, we're going to be late. So we jumped into a cab and we told the guy like, hey, same thing. You know, we'll give you 1,000 pesos if you get us to the embassy before 2 a.m. And I've never been so fucking terrified in my life. That guy blew through every stop sign, everything, and just hauled shitty balls. But we got there on time. And he was like the most grateful person in the world. And we were just like happy to be alive.
Wild.
So go ahead.
Oh, Coachella. I mean, Coachella's this weekend. I mean, that's what I wanted to talk about. I went to McDonald's last night and there was a whole bunch of, there's never pretty girls at McDonald's, and for some reason there was a bunch of pretty ass Coachella girls there. Like, mostly, like, it was not many dudes, and it was just all girls ready to drive out there in their desert outfits.
And, like, all half naked.
Some half naked, some just borderline dressed in a way like ready for the desert type thing, but also cute, but cute for the desert, you know? And
kind of Mad Max-y.
Kind of Mad Max-esque, but showing some skin. Okay. And then like they also are like influencery, but young, and they were just like ready to go have a ball. And it's a crazy, it's a cool time, but also it's such a rich thing, you know? It's such a
irresponsible with Corona out there too.
That, I mean, yeah, they, of course they're still gonna, I agree. This is, no one has said, like, maybe we shouldn't do this festival where everyone's going to be actually breathing down each other's throats.
Right. But I just like how it was this big, huge deal. And now they're like, fuck it, let's open up the concert.
Yeah.
But also, they still are, when you listen to other people, they're still saying, you know, there's a wave that's here. And, you know, like, oh man, I'm not boosted. Whatever. I don't even want to go into it like that, but there's still people that are still pitching it. You know what?
It's such a weird thing, and because this is something I have never in my entire life ever wanted to go to a festival style camp out concert.
Mm-hmm.
Never has it appealed to me because one, here's me, person, like, you know, I'm very okay with a lot. It's just filthy. The thought of using a porta john that hundreds of thousands of people are going to be, you know, doing whatever in those. I'm just
risking dysentery. Are you even having fun?
That's what, you know, I don't mind a concert. Like, go to the concert for the evening, you go home. That's wonderful. I don't need to be miserable to enjoy music.
Well, they talked about, they talked about Woodstock in the 1960s. And if you go on the Music Box on HBO Max, they have a documentary about the first Woodstock. And that was a low-key, almost a shit show, you know? It almost was. Dog out.
Didn't it only happen because, like, the one dude offered their property at the last minute or something?
Yes. So there was
like not enough water at a certain point. People broke in, you know what I'm saying? Security, there was not enough personnel, right? Okay, so then they go up to, like, they did it a few more times, and then they stopped for a while. Then they did Woodstock 99. Did you guys hear about Woodstock 99?
Yeah. Well, I remember it being a thing, but.
They rioted and tore down the stage, and people, it was crazy, yeah.
All of the frustration of the 90s Fred Durst type guys, like, were there and went ham. Now, I'm not going to stunt. Watching that video, it made me go download some of that music again. Like some of Fred Durst music, they were like going crazy and right turn. These dudes were tearing down the shit because they were just going crazy. But
basically, it was like a drunk tank in Florida, just an entire concert worth of that.
Yes, yes. And like I'm saying, that by the second night, it was just like, oh, it was scary. Like people were like, oh, we invented a new society. There was no rules out here. We were really out here doing everything you always want to do. And then like it was messed up, and the girls that were there were just like, yeah, guys, just keep running up to me and pulling my shirt down, like, and whipping my tits out, you know? It's like fucked up. And then you see like some dudes from Red Hot Chili Peppers or some other girls and like other people being like, hey man, I just seen somebody fucking grab some chick, man, we're not fucking doing that here. And like everybody cheer, but like they said like you could just feel this darkness, but some of the people were like, I needed to perform into it because it was awesome. And some people were like, no, I was actually scared. Yeah. Also, there was a shit lake there. Like the water was close as fuck to the bath. Okay, the water to clean yourself up was close as fuck to the porta potties. They were tired of waiting in line, so somebody broke the spigot. So the spigot just was spraying, and then that shit got underneath the fucking porta johns. So the porta johns got overfilled. So that shit was just leaking, and motherfuckers were wrestling and playing in that mud, not knowing it was straight up feces.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like boot camp, bro.
But whatever, we weren't. No, there was a connection. There was a difference.
We didn't play in it, but like, no, you remember the heads?
Yeah, but
okay, there was an open field of shit. But like, yo, okay,
I was gonna say this is the biggest difference. It, you know, yes, you have a semblance of that, but there's also the semblance of responsibility of cleaning it up. No one's taking responsibility for cleaning up these different things,
exactly.
And that's a huge difference. I've gone to a festival. Like smaller ones, like, you know, I've done like Ozfest back in the day, but it's that's a day long,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, event, not like a week long. And the day long events are fucking terrible. I mean, I now understand.
You're done like walking. You're walking like 30, 15 miles in a day. You're losing your friends. They didn't have no cell phones. So people were on the phone just like, hey, right. I'm over here. But by the time they say that thing is torn down because people are rioting. Bro. Yes.
Yeah, it's so, yeah, that's, and then it's like so weird. Like everyone's like talks about Coachella, like it's going to be amazing. It's like, I've been to Palm Springs. I can't.
Right.
I can't imagine being at Coachella when it's hot as fuck.
This is like Yuma time for us. This is like WTI. literally Yo. Right in the same neighborhood.
Yes. Well,
but then they talked about, you know, at the end of the music box, they talked about how Coachella was made and who put it together and how it's like the basis of it is off of safety and not being Woodstock and not being, you know, one of these old like boy club festivals where women aren't safe. And they totally made it, you know, ask women what would make them safe and like, and made sure there's free water and made sure there's all these things. So, you know, and they got the land and talked about how it was just a new age of festivals. But they made it only safe for only affordable for rich ass people, you know, and maybe not rich, but unless you have a lot of followers or you're just deemed to be an influencer or a cool person, you know, you're not getting out there. That's just $1,000 for one day.
That's the sad part is like you open up to too many people and it's never going to be like. That's the same way I feel about Walmart. Like, I don't like paying Target prices, but I like not being around Walmart people. And that sounds fucking awful.
True.
But it's like,
true though.
It's not all Walmart people. There's a very specific percentage at the bottom end of Walmart people that I don't want to be around. And you know what? The other thing I love about going to Target or going to like Whole Foods or Sprouts is that the carts are in the fucking cart return. It's like there's a certain level of money that you make where you care enough about society to want to help in its function. And the sad part, what you're saying about the Coachella, the safety and all that, you have to spend a certain amount of money to give a shit about the rest of society.
Yeah. No, it's true. Like, it's shitty, but it progressed that way because, like you're saying,
safety, the behavior, you know, of these, like, different populations is starkly yes. different. It's so true.
And it's, yeah, I mean, and I don't want to say that if you go to Walmart, you're a Walmart person. But Walmart people know who they are. They're specific, no, like.
I don't think they do. I think other people do.
Yes.
Like I agree with you. Like, I will go into a Walmart and I'm not going to be like everybody in there. But every time you go to a Walmart, there's one of those people. And you're like, yep, people of Walmart. You know, they have a whole fucking website about it.
Yeah.
Is that what you say, Danny? Yep. People of Walmart.
The people of Walmart. Every time.
Yeah, like, and it's sad
now it's just
that
everywhere, actually. Doesn't even matter.
You know, like, I pay, like, and it's not even that much. Like, the difference between, like, what you pay at Walmart and what you pay at Target, it's probably, like, 15% difference. You know, instead of, like, paying 100, you're going to pay 115. And it's sad that I pay a convenience fee to not be bothered by other people's lack of awareness or personal choices. That's it.
I mean, yeah. I do that all the time. Like, if you think about, and not even because of other people, but I like to go frequent places where I like the service. Like, there's this place,
man.
Like a liquor store that's run by some West Africans, you know? And I'm like, I always go there just because the guys are so great, but it costs me like $3 or $4 more than if I were to go to the 7-Eleven.
Yeah. But you're
just
happy.
Just because of the experience, you know, I'm like, well, I like going in. These guys are always happy. They're kind, you know, I'm like, I'd rather go there than going to 7-Eleven where they're like, boop, see you later.
Yeah. That's like when I go to get my oil change, people are always like, hey, go to this place. It's $35. I'm like, yeah, but you're paying for $35 worth of service.
Yep.
I'm like, because I pay 48, it's 13 bucks more, but they're friendly. They offer you a water. They're not like, get the fuck out of the car, go sit in that fucking dungeon that we call a waiting room. You know, it's like, you get to sit in your car. They talk to you. They're friendly. It's like, that's worth 13 bucks.
Uh-huh.
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, but service is huge. I literally get so mad. I go to, speaking of West African, I've been trying to get West African food. I've had East African food, Ethiopian, Eritrean food. I've had that. But West African food is very hard to find. And I went to one in Inglewood, and literally, they, first off, never saw anybody that worked there. It was just a line of people, right? And then I was like, they were like, yeah, they talk about the wait is 2 hours. And I just laughed and walked out. And then some people followed me too. And it was just like that, for nobody to even come out and be, I stood there for 10 minutes and I had somewhere to be. I just wanted to get my food and get moving. So I was just like, yo, for nobody to come out and be like, hey, we're dealing with these orders. Say something to me, you know, tell me something. I don't like when no one acknowledges me. Like,
what is
a lot
that
of
clacking sound?
I'm butt popping bubble wrap.
I thought he was chastising himself. You piece of shit.
I actually thought Mark was like slapping into his hand with his like a knife hand, like a good slap or something.
Yeah. No. It's okay. That's like a busy habit. But
yeah. You're good. You're
fidgety.
Keep it nearby. But,
yeah. I'm just walking around with bubble wrap all day. But I literally get super pissed at bad service. It is something sad, and I stand there. I don't even like being in line, man. I do. So I buy my tickets on Fandango so that I never stand in line, and then I say it out loud, like, oh, sorry, I thought I had to stand in line, but I got my tickets. I say it every time, and whoever
I'm
with.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I do everything I can to dodge around where to be within all those people. But I hate when they design something where you all have to get into just a jungle fuck or a gaggle fuck.
Yeah.
Another thing that I love to do is, just like you're saying, I like to see what car is at the end of like a drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
I go park, run inside, get my food, and see where I would have been. And it's always astounds me, like, my God, that fucking drive-thru line is hardly moving. It's like you turn off your car, you go inside, you 3 to 4 minutes,
and
you're
done.
And
you got your shit. Yep.
And you got your shit.
But that don't work for Cane's. That don't work for some restaurants that are just everyone loves, you know, like In-N-Out. They're both not moving, and you're in a line inside. You're the 15th person that thought of that, you know?
Yeah, go to a Chick-fil-A and walk
exactly.
And tell me you're going to pull that off.
Yes.
Cane's
or some shit
that's
like that.
Actually, Danny, that's what I was thinking. Maybe not Washington. I'm sorry. I don't have to live in your misery, but in Yuma, Chick-fil-A, so it was like a wraparound. Like people were in like other stores, parking lot.
Do they have Chick-fil-A on base in Yuma?
Fuck.
No. Okay. Out in town. Okay. And I jumped out.
What is with that?
I don't know. It's because the people that eat Chick-fil-A don't want to go inside. I have zero idea.
Oh, I mean, I do that too. If I'm honest, I'll sit in 20 minutes in a drive-through instead of just walking in because I'm lazy.
No, I will always jump out.
Have you guys had Cane's yet? Mm-hmm. No one's answered when I said that. Oh, okay.
Never heard of it.
Mm.
I've heard of it. We have it here in Arizona. My kids have talked about it, but I haven't tried it.
What about Zaxby's?
Nope.
Okay. There's fucking chicken finger places. It's fucking fire. But go ahead. What were you saying?
No, I was going to say the only like place I'm obsessed with when it comes to chicken is Bojangles on the East Coast.
That's
Bojangles.
Their chicken's good. That's pretty great shit. I won't lie.
Their chicken, their biscuits, their potato wedges, all of it.
In the morning, if you're like a job, or if you're at a you know, if you work at a school or something like that, they'll bring in a whole box of the fucking chicken sandwiches. So you'll just get that in the morning, and you'll get that with some Milo sweet tea or some shit. It's just the most southern shit ever. And this is like
my go-to is always Waffle House in the morning.
That's your go-to? Oh,
I'm about to say
that's my last resort. That's my nothing else is open.
Waffle House is for when I'm not gonna remember. Yes.
Yes. It's not my first choice. No. It is. There is many. Not eating is generally above Waffle House. Just fuck it.
Right next to my place in Virginia, I was in an apartment when I was stationed in Quantico. I used to always go there because there's this one big chick in there. She'd be like, "Hey, baby, what can I get you?" And I'd be like, "Some other covered chunk." And it eventually got to the point where she would just expect me to come in each weekend, because I eventually ended up doing it and I got all my shit for free. So I just show up in the morning every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and she'd just give me some free shit.
Look, smother covered in a chunk, blackout drunk, or not black, but just drunk, is astonishing. But I went there and tried to get that shit sober and was like, what a different experience.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, my shit, ketchup, hot sauce, tons of it.
Yes. Gravy, jalapenos, bacon. Like, is that what it was on yours, or am I tripping?
No, smothered covered chunk. Smothered was like cheese, covered with onions, and chunked was like ham or something.
Oh, I'm tripping. Sorry. I thought they just threw all the toppings onto the hash browns.
I mean, you can do it however you want. Like, that may have been what you did when you would go there, you know what I mean? But I just remember they had all these fucking slang terms.
Yeah.
So you never know what shit is. I just smothered loved. That's all I remember.
Decided I was gonna try and say
dude,
something cool.
I haven't eaten there in 10 years, and I still remember my order.
Doesn't sound like a go-to to me, Danny. No, it was
fine. Nah, I wasn't the greatest, you know.
But
it was a go-to for.
Can we talk about your piss jug, or is that something you do?
Oh yeah, for sure, bro. I got it right here on me.
So, I just can't understand like the thought of just like not stopping and pissing. Like, even if it's, like, the side of the road or a gas station or anywhere.
Well, in Washington, it's only legal for homeless people to do that type of stuff. You will get fined and charged immediately.
With sexual shit, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, indecent exposure.
Yeah. But meanwhile, a tweaker can go and take a shit on a sidewalk, wipe their ass, shoot up, and do all this. And it's like, well, he's got a tough time going on. I'm like, you know, I do too, and I believe in equality. But yeah, so I just got the PJ. Like half the time, if I go to a charger and I plug in my car, you go all these places. Like you can't go in and pee here because there's fucking tweakers everywhere. Like you're not in Tweaker Central where you're at, so it's probably easy for you to be like, "Hey, can I use your bathroom?" And nobody's gonna be like, "You use a fucking needle in there, I'll kill you." You know, like you don't have that. Fucking constant. That's, people are like, "You piece of shit! How dare you use our bathroom?"
Yeah, that's true.
I just feel like it's more free there. So here, when I like plug into a charger or something, my windows in the car are tinted. If I'm at a charging station, it usually takes me 45 minutes to charge. So I'll pop on Netflix, and then I'll just piss in my jug if I have to and dump it out.
I mean, it's just is a fucked up thing. I understand.
Like, where'd you guys pee in Afghanistan in the cans? I know for a fact, majority of us, maybe not you, Fez, but I know all of us were pissing in like old protein jugs and doing all that shit.
I wasn't
shit
doing that. I always walked to the bathroom.
I didn't do that. Not that. It wasn't that far. It was like.
It's not that it wasn't that far. That.
It was just waking up with the bright ass light. I was on night shift. So like you'd wake up, you'd get all your night vision was gone. And like.
Didn't bother me. I just go right back in and fall asleep. I have a superpower.
We had like six people in a can peeing and fucking.
He had a lot of jugs. And then there were some other people that had a ton of jugs. And I was just like, and they were full. Y'all nasty,
dude. That's nasty. I would keep my jug and then I'd throw it the next day when I got out.
Nah, people would keep the motherfuckers. And they had large ones. At least they kept the tops on. And it didn't smell like piss. But like, yo. There's so piss right there.
We did have that. Like my first time in Iraq, we did that because from the point of where the tent was to the closest port-a-johns, it was, I would say, almost a half a mile. And it was like,
you know,
like,
insane.
Yeah, it was, it was a bit. Oh, it,
like, pee in this jug right now. All this pee.
Yes, we can hear you pissing. Anyways, it was about 3 city blocks is how far it was. And it was
Hell no.
And that was like one of our biggest complaints. And like, you know, and like, you're like, ew, pissing in jugs. Like, yes, there's no fucking bathroom near.
Right.
And the amount of water that I'm chugging when I have to go, I'm not going to make it that far. So, yeah. And then they put closer port-a-johns and then like some people still pissing bottles. And I was like, ah, that's gross. We had a guy. This is the nastiest thing in the world.
It wasn't gross when it was necessary for you.
Necessary. It's gross when it's like when it's out of laziness.
Or just lazy. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's disgusting when it's out of laziness. When it's out of necessity, it's understandable. But we used to have this guy. He used to come into Kleenex and just shove it into a Gatorade bottle and then close it.
You told us that. That's fucking nasty. Oh, save him. God.
Yeah, and what did it save it? You just wait till it filled up and then throw it away. It's like, why wait? It's a Gatorade bottle. It's already trash.
That's a good piss bottle right there.
Yeah, you could be pissing in that bottle.
Look at you drinking out of that bottle where you could be pissing in it. Motherfuckers don't know how to use shit.
Fucking, this brought with society. Wasteful. Wasteful. But it's just like, oh my God, that's so filthy. Like, that, like, to me, like, you know, obviously, everybody had their whack shacks, but it's like, just throw it away at the end of the, you know, just throw it away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Putting it in a bottle.
The way we just both said, yeah. You got something going, I guess. But yeah. I mean, I had a cum bottle, man, and I filled up. No, I'm just playing.
You ever explain to people, like, different shit that's happened? They're like, you guys did shit like that? And you're like, now that I think of it, it's kind of fucking that. Like, I remember Shikvani, like the wax shacks and stuff. Like, you got 12 dudes and there's literally just a poncho liner separating you and you're all like beaten off. I'm like, wow, you think about it, 18, 19, 20 year olds by themselves in like Afghanistan. Not a good look.
First off, those wax shacks were awesome.
No, they were bad. Like, they were badass. But yeah. I'm just saying, like, you just think about it. It's like, because you had moments where people would be, like, beating their dick, but they forgot to plug in their headphones.
Hilarious. So
hear this computer going and, like.
And smacking.
Yeah, and you're like, yo, you want to plug your shit in? And they don't even realize it's not plugged in, you know?
It was just no, they keep whacking for a little bit because they're like, that person's right? Not talking to me. No way.
I know he's not talking to me. Why can I hear him? Yeah, no, that was just. It's funny to think, like, you did such this weird shit. If you were to do that around any civilian person, like, you imagine going to work and somebody's like, hey, what are you doing? Like, hey, I'm just cranking one out in the porta potty real quick. Leave me alone.
Hey, man, I got to wake up in 8 hours, dude. Shut the fuck up. Right?
Somebody puts a curtain, because not all the wax shacks went to the roof. They were, like, open top. Yeah. Just imagine somebody in a cubicle just putting up a curtain and start beating it.
Yeah, just beating his dick, and then he stands.
I think we should be able to relieve
dick.
Ourselves at work, just not at the cubicle. You know, there's so much sexual tension in the office.
I remember, you know? Everybody. Yeah, what you got to do is go into the porta potty when it's 120 out, and you got to jack off before you pass out. That's the game. And I'm like, wow, like a win.
When I start sweating, bro, so I can't.
No, that would not be something I like. And it's not just like, because I've had to shit in 120 degree porta john, and the sweat doesn't feel like normal sweat. It's like poop sweat.
Well, you keep the door open.
The blue water is clinging to you. I didn't keep the fucking door open. I just sat there and just stewed and marinated in my own misery.
That's nasty. I always kept the door open when it was hot.
Oh God, that's impressive.
What about wiping your ass?
What do you mean wipe?
Just wipe when you it. Wipe your ass though, and the door is open, man. That's the most.
No, I let the door shut when I would wipe my ass. You know what I mean? Like I'd sit on the toilet and I'd keep one foot out to prop the door open, so air could get in there.
Yeah.
And then like I'd let the door shut. I remember Dempster one time. I'm like sitting there going to the porta potties. They're all like red, and there's one green handle one, and I open up the door and he's standing there pissing, and he just looks back, room for two. And I was like, all right.
Hilarious.
Popped open the shitter portion and started pissing in that while he was pissing. I don't think he expected it, but.
You're so lucky.
Yeah, I probably would have got my ass. You're so lucky.
The way you said that. Great. It's like, that was your dream for a long time. You're so lucky.
You got to piss next to Steve.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Danny, you're a lot more open than I was. I was just like, nope, close it, lock it. I just had like normal human standards when it came to that.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't willing to for all the fucking heat. You know what I mean?
Oh God, dude. I could like, as I say it, I could feel the blue water sweat on my neck. Ugh.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Like they called it fighting the blue dragon. And I was like, that's clever, you know? Cause it's like one, if you don't put a lily pad down and you shit, and you have that blue water come up and torpedo your asshole while you're sweaty. It's 120. And then, no.
Yeah. Always throw down toilet paper. And then I would always, as I felt it about to splash out, I would lean to change the trajectory.
Whoa. I never thought of that. You like hit it sideways?
Wait, that wasn't damn it. What's the shit called that sprays your butt?
The blue water.
Did you tell me that wasn't a bidet? No.
I'm just, oh, no.
Like it's supposed to be there.
I thought that was built. You know,
we recently talked about curve. I would change, like your poop wasn't going straight down in like a dive form. It was like, you know, it would hit kind of sideways so it wouldn't splash up as hard.
Our fingertip.
that came out of nowhere, but yeah.
That was weird, man.
I mean, it'd be way more convenient, right?
No. Out the window. What about all the everything you have to do with your fingertips?
Yeah, you wouldn't think it twice of it.
What happens with that?
To touching everything with buttholes.
No. What happens when it's like that time where you got to keep wiping? It's like, oh nope, we got a little poop on it.
Or what about all the time that you spent doing Fruit Ninja?
Adapted to like dog style, you know, like.
What happens if you shark and you're like doing something like picking your nose? You're like, ah, that's a fart.
It shouldn't matter though. You don't have the butt cheek in there to like be keeping all the poop, you know? Like just imagine if you're driving down the road, you're like, fuck, I got a shit, and you just hang your hand out the window and just
the world would be filled with shit.
Filled with shit. More. Would be everywhere. You're right. It'd be disgusting.
Oh my God, everyone would wear gloves except when they had to shit because it was so shameful. Take off their glove. Take a shot.
I don't want them to see my butthole.
Why are you taking off your glove? We're in public. Ugh.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, I really gotta go.
That'd be some wild shit. But hey, anyways, it's been a little bit. I gotta get going. I have some things I gotta do today. So,
all right.
I think is somebody pissing again?
I don't know. It's right by a fountain. It's kind of relaxing.
Felt like I was by a fountain or a sink just now. Has to be Mark.
It was. Dude. I tried to hold it in. I tried my best.
It's a long time.
All right. Nailed it, Fez.
I am.
How did you not think that it was a fountain? Or how did you not know it was like me turning on the sink? You know, I'm so good, man. You know exactly what my dick sounds like.
I mean, we just got done talking about Dempster, and I was like, Mark's gonna touch his penis at some point. Yeah. So that was it. I knew you had to touch yourself.
Hilarious. Now I'm beating my meat. No.
And now I'm masturbating.
Now I'm going to put up a little, small curtain and jack off.
Yeah.
Right, for medical reasons, not just
for
weird.
For science. All right. Thank you for joining us again on Redeeming Qualities, the podcast, and not how men speak, but how friends speak. Yeah.
Peace, Fez. I'm Mark. There's Danny.
And I'm Danny.
Y'all have a great night. Great day. Peace.
Oof, man. Peace.